Hebrews 11:1, the King James Version. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Bible Before Breakfast, Mildred Kingsley-Conkle here. Any version you read this scripture in, it just brings something alive in your heart. I don't care who you are, if you read it long enough, a fire will be ignited in your soul. Trust me. And the truth is, you really can't do anything without faith as a child of God. Because 2 Corinthians 5:7 tells us that we walk by faith and not by sight. And the Bible tells us also that the just shall live by his faith. So faith is literally what we live by. In fact, let me do you a favor. I'm going to read that scripture to you in as many translations as I can find it in. Now listen to this. The New American Standard Bible says, "Now faith is the certainty of things hoped for, a proof of things not seen." The Amplified Bible says, "Now faith is the assurance, the title deed, the confirmation of things hoped for, divinely guaranteed, and the evidence of things not seen, the conviction of their reality." Wow. The conviction of their reality. Faith comprehends as fact what cannot be experienced by the physical senses. The Christian Standard Bible says, "Now faith is the reality of what is hoped for, the proof of what is not seen." Listen to it in the Aramaic Bible in plain English. It says, "Now faith is the conviction concerning those things that are in hope, as if it were these things in action and the revelation of those things that are unseen." The Contemporary English Version says that faith makes us sure of what we hope for. Hallelujah. Faith makes us sure of what we hope for and gives us proof of what we cannot see. It makes us sure of the things that we hope for and gives us proof of the things we cannot see. The Good News Translation says, "To have faith is to be sure of the things we hope for, to be certain of the things that we cannot see." To be sure of the things we hope for, to be sure of the things that we hope for. The New Living Translation says, "Faith shows the reality of what we hope for. It is the evidence of things that we cannot see." Like I said before, I can read it in a million translations and it will still say the same thing. It just lights up something inside you if you look at it long enough. Finally, let me read the Passion Translation before I get into what I want to share with you this morning. It says, "Now faith brings our hopes into reality and becomes the foundation needed to acquire the things we long for. It is all the evidence required to prove what is still unseen." This is what brings our hopes into reality. I want to ask you a question this morning. Because so many people have sent me messages and said, "Pastor M, I've been believing God for so long now and it seems like God is not answering my prayers. I've been believing God for the things that I want him to do for me and they seem not to be happening. I've been believing God to get a job. I've been believing God to have a child. I've been believing God to get married." And as much as I feel your pain this morning, I'm also here to bust your bubble. Because I want to ask, is it really faith that you have? I remember when I was on my journey trusting God to have a child. And it's one of my greatest defining moments in my walk with God. Which is probably why I share it a lot, because it was quite a journey. And on that journey, for a long time, I thought I had faith. And my husband used to say the most frustrating thing to me. He would say, "You're not in faith. when you're in faith, I will know. And it was so frustrating. Sometimes I wanted to scratch his eyes out, to be honest. Because I would read my Bible, I would say the right things, I was confessing the scriptures. My husband had the audacity to say to me that I wasn't in faith. I was believing God for my children. And he would say, you're not in faith. When you are in faith, I will know. And now, after so many years and three amazing children, I totally understand what my husband was saying. At the time, I didn't, but now I do. And today, I want to save you the stress of having to do what I did. Maybe it will reduce your own waiting time from 8 years to much less. The secret really is in the first line. I'll read the Passion Translation so that it makes it clear. It says, now faith brings our hopes into reality. What most of us have is not faith, sadly. It's hope. Faith is in the present. Hope is in the future. When you say you are believing God for something, it's still in the future. It means you don't have it. Now, what faith does is that it brings that thing from the future into the present. Faith is the confidence in what we hope for. It shows the reality of what we hope for. It is the assurance of things that we hope for. The King James says, now faith. Notice that there's no punctuation mark between now and faith. So it's not now faith is, it's now faith. It is present. It is now faith. It is happening now. That is what gives us substance. That is what gives our hope substance. Hope is not faith, because faith is the substance of what we're hoping for. If it is the substance of what we're hoping for, if it is the assurance of what we're hoping for, then it cannot be what we're hoping for. Faith is what makes what we're hoping for a reality. It makes it real. It puts it in our hands. So I had to move from I'm believing God for my children to I have my children. I had to move from one day I will get pregnant to I am pregnant now because God says so. And you see, sadly, faith cannot be explained. It cannot be explained away by reason or logic, because faith is of the heart, not of the head. Hope is of the mind. Your heart is where you put your faith. Your mind is where you put your hope. And you see, the danger with not knowing whether something is really faith is that you can have the natural faith or the human faith, or what I like to believe is actually mental assent, as Kenneth Hagin puts it. You know, that strong belief in your heart that something is going to work. If it's not fixed on what God said, it's not faith. I know that we're hoping for that thing to work, but what are you standing on? What is your substance? The substance that we have and that we build on is the Word of God. The reason why we believe is because God said so. We don't just believe because we believe. We believe because God said so. And so most times when people tell me, oh, I'm trusting God for this thing, I say, what is the substance? What are you standing on? What's the thing that gives you the guarantee that it will work? God said so. What's the scripture? You can't be in faith if you're not standing on something God said. The only reason why we believe is who said it. It's not just what we're believing. Everyone can believe anything. I can believe I'm going to have $1 million. But why? I kept believing I was going to have my children until I found it in God's word that none shall be barren in the land, whether male or female. That gave me assurance that my hope to have children had suddenly become my reality. Because where the word of a king is, there is power. And the king had spoken. He said, I would have my children. He said, I could not be barren and I could not have a miscarriage. And he personally will fulfill the number of my days. His promise to me was that my children will surround my table. So even when I had my first child, I knew one child was not enough to surround the table. That was the substance the substance that I could hold on to. It wasn't just that I was hoping not to have just one child, but I now had substance. I had something to build with. I could move it from just being in my head to a reality in my hand. So this morning, I'm asking you again, what you have, is it faith or is it hope? Faith is present. Hope is future. Faith says, I have it now. Hope says, one day I will have it. Good morning. What a wonderful way to start your day. Bible Before Breakfast with Mildred Kingsley-Okonkwo.